Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And yet you got a whole lot of people like that. Well, that healing's not for everybody. Why? Because they didn't receive a healing. Well, no, that prosperity's not for everybody. Why? Because they're still broke. Well, no, that's just like saying being born again is not for everybody because there are people it's not. People not being born again does not prove the will of God. What it proves is the will of men. Are there people not born again today? Yeah, bunch of them, too many of them. Is it God's will that they not be born again? Now see, you have people saying, well, I just believe now, preacher, that God is sovereign. And nothing happens but what it is His will. Then you're telling me that all these lost people is His will. Because it's happening. No, that's contrary to plain scripture. The Bible said, He is not willing that any should perish. Are there people perishing? Yeah, then there are things happening in the earth that's not the will of God. And if He would allow something that's this serious, we're talking about eternity, that's not the will of God, He would certainly allow lesser important things that's not the will of God. There's all kind of things happening that's not the will of God, that don't please God. Doesn't prove it that was His will. It proves man has a will. Now here He says, if you'll say it, and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say comes to pass, you will have what you say. Do we really believe that?
Yes.
Man, we need to meditate on this and think about it. I know we've heard it before, but is it really true?
Yes.
Come on, you're going to have to help me with this a little more now. Is it really true?
Yes.
That if I say, I call every debt paid, and not doubt it, but believe that what I say comes to pass, that in short order, every debt would be paid off. Is that true? It's happening in here. We got testimonies all over the place. Is it true? That you could say to your body, blood pressure, come down and be normal. And not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said would come to pass. Is it true, according to the words of the Master, that your blood pressure would come down and be normal? Is that true? Can we live like that in every area of life? Phyllis was talking about, losing excess weight. And most people, the vast majority of everybody that has any problems in this area, their biggest problem is right under their nose. It's their mouth. And yeah, I know that's where the extra food goes in. And that can be a problem too, but that's not even the biggest problem. The biggest problem is what's coming out of the mouth. You ever heard people joke about it? Man, I tell you, I can just look at that pie and gain 3 pounds. Why would you say such a thing? Well, it's my metabolism. It is just so slow. I don't know what it is, but I just have a slow metabolism. Well, you believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. And don't doubt. But believe that you have a slow metabolism. That alone would be enough reason and cause for you to have a turtle slow. But what if you said, I have a forest fire metabolism. I have to eat extra just to maintain my weight. Well, that's a difference now, isn't it? And you got Christians going, man, it's just hard. It's just hard to make ends meet. Seem like I get ahead a step and get knocked back too. You get one thing paid off and it breaks. And it just seemed like, man, money just goes quicker than we can do anything. And they teach their kids that. And that kids want something and go, boy, you think money grows on trees? And teaching the children poverty mentality and lack mentality. Well, what if you said it out loud? I have more money than I possibly need. I have to pray and see what God wants me to do with all this extra money. Did you hear how weak that was? That's because people don't believe that. They're like, well, that just ain't reality. Well, your reality and your mouth are connected. And you can change. Oh, this is what's so wonderful. You can, you know, he says the rudder can turn that huge ship. The bridle and bit can turn that big horse, and that tongue can turn your life around. I've tried to get free, but I'm addicted. I'm addicted. I have this addiction. I have this driving thing. I can't. It runs me. It controls me. I can't. And as long as you believe it and say it, it will dominate you. But you have been delivered from all the power of darkness. And if you begin to confess, I'm free. No matter how bound up you felt, begin to say, I am free from all of these things. And none of these things can bind me and hold me down. I'm free in Jesus' name. And if you didn't doubt it in your heart, but believe that what you said was coming to pass, what did Jesus say would happen? You would experience it in your life. What you said. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans 4. Romans 4. Romans 4 is talking about Abraham, the great example of a man who believed God. He's held up as one of the greatest examples of faith in the whole Bible. A father of believing. A father of faith. And we see it's kind of summed up in this Romans 4 and 19. Well, it says, you know, that he acted like God in verse 17. And he called those things that be not as though they were. When you're calling something, you're saying something, right? And he believed, even when there was no reason to expect, he kept on expecting because of his faith. And verse 19, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he is about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And that is faith. That's how you do it. How many understand that, you know, it wouldn't be too far out of line to, in the dictionary, have Abraham's picture by the word faith? Right? And go, that's how you do it. Right there. He's held up for all time as an example of faith. Now let's go over this again. What did he do? He considered not, and so he staggered not. We talked about this before. Now this word stagger is exactly the same Greek word that's translated doubt in Mark 11:23. You could use them interchangeably. If you'll say and not stagger, it's also translated in James 1, waver. And we said, what does the word doubt literally mean? Well, D-O-U-B is the same first letters as double. And that's what it means, literally, to stand in two ways. Two, dewy, double, two. two ways. And it has to do with looking at this and looking at this, trying to look at two things at the same time. You can't. You got to choose one. Right? And to be in faith, you got to be single-minded. You can't look at by His stripes, I'm healed, and the negative report. You can't look at with long life, He'll satisfy me, and how this is the last stage of this disease, and it's hopeless, and everybody that gets here dies. You can't look at both of those and be in faith. You got to pick one. Abraham could not hear, I've made you the father of many nations, and then look at his old body and Sarah's old body and her barrenness since she was a young woman. He couldn't look at both of those. He couldn't consider. He couldn't stand in two ways and get the results. He had to make a decision. This is what God has said, so this doesn't matter. Oh, come on with me now. Once you have found what God has said on the subject, you are not to consider any other thing. Now see, we live in a confused generation. A society that is educated. Did you hear me? And people think that a sign of intelligence is the ability to quote and consider all the myriad different positions. Don't they?
Yes, sir.
They do. They think that's a sign of intelligence. There are a lot of dumb people that think a sign of intelligence is how complex of a question you can ask.
Well, let me ask you this.
And ask this barbed wire entanglement of a question and look at you like, now answer that. And that proves how smart you are. Did it occur to you that you don't have an answer? So you can ask a question. What does that prove? Nothing. Means you don't know the answer. We don't need a bunch of people with big vocabularies asking questions. We need somebody that knows an answer. And is sure about it. Right? That means you. Your family needs you to be sure about something. And when you've heard from God, that should be the end of entertaining other ideas.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Famous Doubters, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104H. That's R1104H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.